Okay, so if you recall, before Shabbos, we were in Siman Kuf Nun Tes. And, right. We are on page 97, which is Kuf Nun Tes, Gimel. So we're talking about Netilas Daim. Specifically, what we're speaking about is you need a kli. You need a vessel in order to wash from it for Netilas Daim. So we said, we learned before that the kli has to hold at least a revius. We all know how much a revius is, 3-4 ounces. And the last thing we learned is if the kli has a hole in it, so that's a prop. So again, you can't pour from the top because there's a hole. And we had a whole discussion about if you pour it through the hole, in other words, you pour the water through the hole. So we had a discussion about that. We talked about cracks and glass and all that sort of stuff. So in Gimel, again, we're going to define a little more clearly what's a kli, what's a vessel. So Machaber says, kli shemachzik revius kishasum kamoso. So let's say you have some type of thing that it could only hold a revius once you prop it up, and you lean it against something. But if you don't prop it up against something, the water will fall out. And a revius will not remain in it. So Machaber says, ain't a kli. That's not considered halachically a kli. You wouldn't be able to use that thing for Netilas Adayim. Hilchach, therefore, Megufa Shel Chavis. Let's say you have a lid. Mishnah Berurah says of a, it's a lid of a barrel. Mishnah Berurah says it could be any type of lid. But it's not only a lid's flat, so you can say, what's the big deal? But no, this lid is a little different type of lid. It's a lid, shehi chada, it's pointy. It's pointy. So if we got a lid, and it comes to a point. So now, obviously, it could hold a revius. If you hold it upside down, hold a revius. But the problem is, ve'enam akavus revius shalom mesumechas. Unless it's propped up against something, obviously, it's going to fall down. It's pointy. So you put water in, but it can't stand on its own. So you would think you could use that for Netilas Daim, right? You think that. Holds a revius. So the halacha is no. Ein otu mimeno. You can't use it. You can't use it because it cannot stand on it on its own. Ve'imer chivo milamata achim akavelas revius kishiki yosheves. But if you made it wide on the bottom so that it would be able to stand on its own, so then you could. In other words, like you may attach a stand to it and you attach it to that pointy thing, so then that would be good. Okay, let's take this a little further. Chemas the kefisha shehem mine nodo shel or. If you have chemas or kefisha. Now, these are, as the Machaber says, mine nodo shaora. A node is like a liquid bladder. Right? You don't know what those are, right? In other words, people who run now they have them, but the Arabs still use them. It's some type of leather thing, and it's a sack. Right, Hanshom? Same all over, right? In Israel. They fill it with liquid, and then it has a little spout in the front, and then they use it to drink out of, right? Those of you who are runners, right? Do you have one? Now they have them with
camelbacks.
Okay. So and they have them with long straws now, so when you run, you can drink. So those type of things. So she's kind of also lahem base moshav. So you made a bottom to them, so that they could so they could stand up, right? So in other words, it's just a bladder; they can't stand. So obviously we're not going to talk about that because that's pashut. You can't use that for Netilas Daim, right? Based upon what we said in Gimel. That's obvious. No, but you did something different. You made a little base to it. So not mayhem. So then you could use it. We'll see a little more about this. I will sack with kufa sheiskinim l'sheves below smicha v'zaf ton bezefes. But let's say you have a bag or a sack, and you made them so they should sit without being supported by putting pitch or tar, achem mekablim mashkim, that, and you made it so that they, you made them strong. In other words, it's just a sack. They don't stand up. So you put some tar on them so they're harder, right? So that the bottom it could stand up. So then, enot l'mehem, that you can't use lo yadayim for netilas yadayim. Why? Lefi she'enam asuim. Next page. I'm sorry. Lefi she'enam asuim l'kava mashkim, because they're not made to receive liquids. Okay, so now you got the idea, right? The first case, it's something that's a kli. It's meant to accept the liquid. It just can't because it's a bladder. So it can't. So therefore, if you make something so it can't stand on it, so what's the problem with in the first case? First case, the problem is it doesn't stand. So if I make it that it stands, it's fine. But in the second case, it's just a bag. Just a bag. So the bag's not made to accept it, to be a kli of a liquid. It's not meant to be that. So I made it that way. Fine, but it's still not a kli for a liquid. I just want to get to this case. And also hats that are made out of levadim. See, levadim are beg kasha, a hard material. Afiluk shehem kashim, even though they're heavy. Kol kasha mekavim mayim, enam zavim ve'enam zavim hem. So you made it. They're very hard material, so they. They won't leak and they could stand on their own. Mikomakom and that is from the kabel mayim. They're not made to accept water. So therefore, you can't use it. We'll get more into this case tomorrow. But this last case is a very interesting case. A hat made out of thick material, right? So it's concaved. Think of it. Picture this: a material, and it's concaved. You could put water into it. So even if you could, and it would stand on its own, still you couldn't use them for until Sadaim. If you still haven't gotten what this is, so if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Chaf, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu Masha Anu Korem Kapat Lushin, the Chain, you get it? Yarmulkes, right? That the Mishnah Berurah says they're also yarmulke. So in other words, you have like a Rosh Hashiva yarmulke, and it's, you know, one of those like the square yarmulkes like Rav Moshe used to wear, all right? Or even my yarmulke, right? After a little while, so it could stand on its own. And it depends on if I got a big yarmulke. Maybe could hold, I don't know if it could hold a revius, but maybe. So right, so I don't have anything, so I'm using my head. So right, I take off my yarmulke and I'll go like that, right? So could you? Answer is you can't. Why? Because this is not made. Unless you're my son this morning was super sober. But other little son. So it's not made to catch water. Not made to hold water. So therefore, it's not a kli. Okay? I thought you liked the yarmulke thing. Okay, we'll get that Meretz Hashem, Bolino, a little more tomorrow.